The news in detail from Susan Jackson.
The Environmental Protection Agency has said Ireland is on course to miss its 2030 climate targets by a large margin unless all sectors rapidly deliver and sustain further emission reductions. The agency's projections suggest that if all climate policies and measures currently planned are fully implemented, Ireland would achieve only a 29% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, well short of the legally binding 51% target. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
This latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency says that all sectors, including agriculture, electricity and transport, are on course to exceed their sectoral greenhouse gas emission ceilings by 2030. The agency has analysed very carefully how far emissions would fall if the very challenging policy measures already approved and included in our National Climate Action Plan were fully implemented and delivered on time. Their stark conclusion is that we are still way off course. If all goes well, the EPA says, Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions could be 29% below 2018 levels by 2030. The big problem is that this is far short of the legally binding 51% cut that we are obliged to achieve. The Director General of the EPA, Laura Burke, said there are only 7 years left to 2030 and Ireland must grasp the nettle of climate action so it can realise the significant opportunities and social and economic co-benefits for people, communities and businesses.
More than 70 Gardaí raided 12 homes and businesses in Dublin yesterday as part of an intelligence-led investigation of criminal gangs in the north and west of the city. Significant amounts of drugs were found. Officers also seized more than €200,000 in cash, ammunition, stolen high-powered motorbikes, mobile phones and laptops. A man in his 40s has been arrested. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí in Finglas and Ronanstown have for some time been investigating the activities of the two major organised crime gangs targeted in this operation. Over 70 local and specialist officers, backed up by the Defence Forces, carried out a series of coordinated raids yesterday at 12 locations in Finglas, Ronanstown, Lucan and Castleknock. Homes, sites and businesses were searched. Over €200,000 in cash was seized in Dublin West, along with €20,000 worth of cocaine linked to the gang's drugs and money laundering operations. Three high-powered stolen motorbikes were also recovered in Finglas, along with a small amount of cocaine and a weighing scales. The owners of the motorbikes have been identified and contacted. A man in his 40s was arrested and charged and will appear in court at a later date. Gardaí also discovered a plastic container wrapped in electrical tape with 174 rounds of 9mm ammunition, as well as another €1,000 worth of cocaine. Mobile phones, laptops and financial documents have also been seized and will be forensically examined.
The US Senate has approved a bill to suspend the government debt limit, averting the threat of a default. The bill removes a cap on federal debt for 2 years. President Joe Biden described it as a big win for the economy and the US people. The US Treasury had warned that it could run out of money to pay all of its bills by Monday. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer welcomed the outcome of the vote.
Because of the good work of President Biden, as well as Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate, we are not defaulting. Democrats said from the start, we must take default off the table. For a long time, many Republicans in the House resisted. House Republicans were ready to take default hostage in order to pass a radical, hard right agenda that never could have passed with the American people.
The property website daft.ie has said demand across the country for homes is up by 17% year on year. Demand in Dublin went up by 34%, double the growth nationally. Demand in Meath is up 29%. Limerick and Offaly both recorded an increase of 26%, while housing demand in Louth is 25% higher than a year ago. Daft.ie also said that demand for new homes is up 114% nationally when comparing May this year to May last year. A taxi driver in Northern Ireland has been arrested after a video on social media appeared to show a passenger being threatened with a suspected gun. The PSNI said the man had been detained in respect of several offences, including possession of a firearm or imitation firearm. The 45-second video was taken from a dash cam. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will lift. It'll be generally sunny. Highest temperatures will range from 21 to 24 degrees in the western half of the country. It'll be cooler further east, especially near the Irish Sea, with highest temperatures ranging from 16 to 20 degrees.